Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Well, a verse has been selected. Is this broadcast anywhere? I can't.
No, it's on the screen.
Is it?
You can see it on the screen.
You can see it on the screen. Okay. Etan
nirvijjamananam
ichchatam akuto bhayam
yogina
ripa nirnitam Hare Nama,
Anukirtanam,
Etan Nirvijyamananam, Ichchatam Akuto Bhayam, Yoginam Nripanirnitam,
Hare
Nama, Anukirtanam, Etan
Nirvijyamananam,
Ichchatam Akuto Bhayam,
Yoginam
Nripanirnitam, Hare Nam Anukirtanam. Etan Nirvijyamananam, Ichchatam Akuto Bhayam, Yoginam Nipanirnitam, Hare Nama Nukirtanam, Etam Nivijamananam, Ichchatam Akuto Bhayam, Yoginam Nipanirnitam, Hare Nama Nukirtanam, Etam Nirvijyamananam, Ichchatam Akuto Bhayam, Yoginam Nripanirnitam, Hare Nama Nukirtanam. Ladies.
Etam Nirvijyamananam,
Ichchatam Akuto Bhayam,
Yoginam
Nripanirnitam,
Hare Nama
Nukirtanam, Etam Nirvijyamananam, Ichchatam Akuto Bhayam, Yoginam Nripanirnitam, Hare Nama Nukirtanam. Etat, it is, Nirvijyamananam, of those who are completely free from all material desires. Ichchatam, of those who are desirous of all sorts of material enjoyment. Akutaha
bhayam,
free from all doubts and fear. Yoginam, of all who are self-satisfied. Nripa, O King. Nirnitam, decided truth. Hare, of the Lord. Shri Krishna. Nama, holy name. Anu, after someone. Always. Kirtanam, chanting. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. Purport. In the previous verse, the great necessity for attaining attachment to Mukunda has been accredited. There are different types of persons who desire to attain success in different varieties of pursuits. Generally, the persons are materialists who desire to enjoy the fullest extent of material gratification. Next to them are the transcendentalists, who have attained perfect knowledge about the nature of material enjoyment, and thus are aloof from such an illusory way of life. More or less, they are satisfied in themselves by self-realization. Above them are the devotees of the Lord, who neither aspire to enjoy the material world nor desire to get out of it. They are after the satisfaction of the Lord, Sri Krishna. In other words, the devotees of the Lord do not want anything on their personal account. If the Lord desires, the devotees can accept all sorts of material facilities. And if the Lord does not desire this, the devotees can leave aside all sorts of facilities, even up to the limit of salvation. Nor are they self-satisfied, because they want the satisfaction of the Lord only. In this verse, Sri Sukadeva Goswami recommends the transcendental chanting of the holy name of the Lord. By offenseless chanting and hearing of the holy name of the Lord, one becomes acquainted with the transcendental form of the Lord, and then with the attributes of the Lord, and then with the transcendental nature of his pastimes, etc. Here it is mentioned that one should constantly chant the holy name of the Lord after hearing it from authorities. This means that hearing from the authorities is the first essential. Hearing of the holy name gradually promotes one to the stage of hearing about his form, his attributes, his pastimes, and so on. And thus the necessity of the chanting of his glories develops successively. Om jnana timirantasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurin militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam jena bhutale vayam rupakadad mahyam tathati shapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri jata padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanditamscha. He Krishna Purana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindhobhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sh-
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Etan nirvidyamana nam chitam kutobaya. Then? Yogi nam nirvanir nitam hanir nam nirvidyamana. The Srila Prabhupada first delineates the three kinds of persons. Those who are after material enjoyment, those who are after liberation, and the devotees who have nothing to aspire for but Krishna's satisfaction. The materialists are the fools. They're after material enjoyment, not knowing what it is. Enjoyment is, you could say a misnomer, but not exactly, because that's the name they've chosen to give it. But it's not enjoyable. Enjoyment of this material world means suffering. And the more we try to enjoy, the more we increase our quota of suffering. So the world is very bewildered. People are thinking that they can increase their enjoyment. And the more they endeavor to do that, the more they increase their suffering. Now, this is called Maya. The transcendentalists are free from that misconception, and they're self-satisfied. Antarjotirevaya. In the Bhagavad Gita, it said that their happiness is within, their aim of life is within, everything within. The materialists are looking for happiness outside themselves, from the things of this material world. But the transcendentalists look inward, and they find satisfaction in the self, and they seek to be liberated from the material existence. That's their desire. But the devotees have no material desires. Their desire is to serve Krishna. The mukti mukti siddhi kami sakala shanta Krishna bhakta nishkama teva shanta. Those who are seeking sense enjoyment, bhukti, those who are seeking liberation, mukti, and those who are seeking mystic powers are all dissatisfied. They're all ashanta. They can't have peace because they're aspiring for something which is unconstitutional to the self. They're not seeking the real business of life, which is service to Krishna. Krishna bhakta nishkam, devotee has no material desires. Ateva shanta, therefore he's actually peaceful. Peaceful and free from fear, free from anxiety, because he knows that my business is only to serve Krishna. Anukirtanam means, therefore, chanting of the holy name of the Lord. But chanting implies the full range of service to the Lord. Chanting, hearing, remembering, serving. Chanting is the first item and the most important item. But it's not the only item. And if we try to make it the only item, then we will misunderstand the science. Of course, the exalted devotees may chant and chant and chant only. But if we make a show of trying to be like them, we'll make a farce. Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, they could simply chant and be absorbed in pure devotional service. But the imitationists will not achieve the same result. There was some story that Jagannath Das Babaji was chanting so many rounds, sitting in a little hut and in ecstasy. And some other person also decided that he would set up a little hut and he would also chant and he would also be in ecstasy and he would also be honored the way Jagannath Das Babaji was. So it was simply a show. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj commented that one can't give birth to a child simply by entering the labor room. The pregnant mother who enters the labor room will give birth to a child. Any other lady who enters the labor room will not get the same result simply by coming into that room. So simply by making a show, one doesn't become Raghunath Das Goswami, Haridas Thakur. And particularly, one should, in chanting the holy name, the association of devotees is of importance. We should try to get the association of devotees, pure devotees, and chant following in their footsteps. Anukirtanam means following. If we look at the examples of the acharyas, kirtan means that from kirtan service will develop. Service means what Krishna wants. If Krishna wants me to kill my grandfather, I'll kill my grandfather. If Krishna wants the gopis, they gave up their honor to try to satisfy Krishna. The Arjuna gave up his family affection to satisfy Krishna. Because they had no desires of their own. Their only desire was to serve Krishna. Therefore the kitchen. Not just as a practical matter, but yes, as a practical matter, that if Krishna wants me to serve in the kitchen, I'll serve in the kitchen. If Krishna wants me to serve leading the kirtan, I'll lead the kirtan. If Krishna wants me to serve doing the accounts, I'll do the accounts. If Krishna wants me to do something else, I'll do something else. Not that I'll only chant Hare Krishna. And then if there's some other service, no, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna is crucial. It's the most important item. But then the success of chanting Hare Krishna is manifest in my desire to serve Krishna. One time there was a Rath Yatra festival in San Francisco. During Srila Prabhupada's time, the biggest Rath Yatra festival, practically the only one, but not the only one, but the very biggest, was in San Francisco on the west coast of America. And we had a group of devotees serving at ISKCON Press, which was in Boston on the east coast of America. And when the time came for the Rath Yatra, the one press manager had the idea that all of the devotees in the press, we can jump in a van We can drive across the country. Constant driving, 3 days we will be there. Then we can attend the Ratha Yatra. And then we can again drive back. So within a week we'll be back. And we'll get to see Srila Prabhupada and take part in the festival. So it's a very nice plan. So when Srila Prabhupada heard this plan, he said, why do they want to do that? They should stay and do their service. End of plan. That the press service is also anukirtana. One time Srila Prabhupada was speaking and Satsarupa Maharaj was just in the next room typing. So the typing was loud. Those were the days of loud typewriter machines. And Srila Prabhupada said, I am not stopping him because the typewriting is also kirtan. The typewriting is also kirtan. The press is the big mridanga. So, kirtanam, Srila Prabhupada, in Srila Prabhupada's example, kirtanam meant cooking, kirtanam meant printing books, kirtanam meant everything for the glorification of Krishna. Everything for the glorification of Krishna. Prabhupada mentioned that the Indian railways had a slogan, keep the wheels turning. The Indian railways, I think, is the biggest employer, if not in the world, certainly in India. They employ more people than anyone else. Huge organization. But only a few of the employees are conductors of the train, or drivers of the train. So many are ticket takers and cooks and inspectors and mechanics and engineers and track layers and accountants and so many things. But the service of every one of them is required in order to keep the wheels turning. Not just someone steering the train. So in that way, every service is valuable and every servant is valuable. Not that one service is valuable, another service is not valuable. One time Srila Prabhupada said, the person who's sweeping the temple room is as good as the person who's editing the Back to Godhead. There's no difference. So, by practical example, anukirtana means glorifying Krishna. And at the same time, anukirtanam doesn't mean that because everything is glorifying Krishna, so that I won't chant Hare Krishna. I'll glorify Krishna in every way, except by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna is the chanting, is the first and most important of these items. But then from that chanting, then service, our desire to serve will increase. Let me serve, let me serve, let me serve. Chanting of the holy name means that Krishna's form will become manifest, Krishna's qualities will become manifest, Krishna's pastimes, everything about Krishna will be manifest by the sincere chanting of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada made clear this doesn't mean that while chanting the holy name, I should think of the form of Krishna, I should remember the pastimes of Krishna, I should concentrate on the qualities of Krishna. That's not the method. One should concentrate on chanting and hearing the holy name, that's all. Prabhupada told one devotee, one German devotee as it happens, Just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. We should simply hear and chant. And then automatically, the form of Krishna, qualities of Krishna, everything will become manifest. Abhinata Namanami, because there's no difference between Krishna and Krishna's holy name. Hearing from authorities. Here it is mentioned that one should constantly chant the holy name of the Lord after hearing it from authorities. This means that hearing from the authorities is the first essential. We should hear the holy name from devotees of the holy name, from devotees of Krishna, not from the non-devotees. The non-devotees will chant as a musical performance, or they'll chant in some irregular way because they're not trained in the process. One should hear from the authorities. Hearing of the holy name gradually promotes one to the stage of hearing about his form, his attributes, his pastimes, and so on. And thus the necessity of the chanting of his glories develops successively. Everything will proceed from the chanting of the holy name. Chanting, hearing, reading is remembering. This process is recommended not only for the successful execution of devotional service, but also even for those who are materially attached. According to Sri Shukadev Goswami, this way of attaining success is an established fact, concluded, nirnitam, not only by him, but also by all other previous acharyas. Therefore, there is no need of further evidence. The process is recommended not only for the progressive students in different departments of ideological success, but also for those who are already successful in their achievement as fruitive workers, as philosophers, or as devotees of the Lord. Everyone should chant Hare Krishna. Whether I want some material benedictions, I want spiritual freedom, or I want service, I should chant the holy name of the Lord. This is the recommendation. The best chanting is chanting with no material objectives. Anya vilashita shunyam gyana karma adyanavritam anukul yena krishna nishilanam bhakti rutama. The real goal is pure devotional service. But we don't say, unless you're a pure devotee, don't take up this chanting of the holy name. Until you reach this stage, don't chant the holy name. At any stage, whether one has material desires, no desires, or desires to serve Krishna, one should chant the holy name of the Lord. Srila Jiva Goswami instructs that chanting of the holy name of the Lord should be loudly done, and it should be performed offenselessly as well, as recommended in the Padma Purana. One can deliver himself from the effects of all sins by surrendering himself unto the Lord. One can deliver himself from all offenses at the feet of the Lord by taking shelter of his holy name. But one cannot protect himself if one commits an offense at the feet of the holy name of the Lord. Such offenses are mentioned in the Padma Purana as being 10 in number. So Srila Prabhupada is going to enumerate these 10 offenses, emphasizing at the time of initiation, these are the items: to follow four regulative principles, to chant Hare Krishna, and to follow, to avoid 10 kinds of offenses. This is Anukirtanam. Anu means following the authorities. These are the instructions of the authorities. No gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating, no illicit sex. Positively, to chant the holy name of the Lord, and to avoid 10 kinds of offenses to the holy name. One can get freed from all sins, all the reactions of past activities, by chanting the holy name of the Lord. But one should not offend the holy name of the Lord. So here are 10 kinds of offenses that one should try to avoid. The first offense is to vilify the great devotees who have preached about the glories of the Lord. Sadhu-ninda. Sadhu means a devotee of the Lord. Sadhu-reva samantavya samyak vyavasito hisaha. The Lord Srila Prabhupada describes in the third canto that a man can tolerate heat on his head. Suppose he's in the desert, so the sun on his head he may be able to tolerate, but the heat on the feet is unbearable, walking on hot sand, really hot, is unbearable. Suppose it's 85 degrees, 90 degrees Fahrenheit. So you may be able to tolerate that. But the same heat on the feet is unbearable. So the devotees are at the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord may tolerate offenses to himself, but not offenses to devotees. Srila Prabhupada cites, "Love me, love my dog." The devotees, he said, are like the pet dogs of Krishna. If we please the devotee of the Lord, then Krishna becomes pleased. And if we vilify the devotees of the Lord, then what is our situation? The devotees are very dear to Krishna. Krishna is famous as Bhakta Vatsa. Not Karmi Vatsal or Gani Vatsal, but Bhakta Vatsal. He's so much inclined to his devotees. In the third canto, Lord Narayan tells the giant Vijaya, and the Kumaras, I would lop off my right arm for the sake of my devotees. So when the devotee is offended, Krishna is more than offended. And therefore, if we expect to make progress by chanting the holy name of the Lord, what kind of progress will we make if at the same time we're offending the Lord's devotees? Not only the great devotees, but every devotee is great. Ye bhaje she bhaja in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyone who engages in the service of Krishna is great. Apaktahinshar, the non-devotees are wretched, that's another thing. But ye bhaje she bhaja. Everyone who engages in the service of Krishna is great. Therefore, we should not discriminate that Well, he's a great devotee. I should honor him. And he's a small devotee. I'll criticize him. That's a policy for fools. Or a suicidal policy. But let me offend the devotees. There's a kind of pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord. And as one chants offenselessly, one gets that taste. Namaruchi, Maharaj mentioned yesterday, Namaruchi. One will get a taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord. And by offending the devotees, one will get a taste for offending devotees. That taste also progressively increases. It's mentioned about Ramchandra Puri, that he was offending the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so the fruit of his offense is he became increasingly offensive, to the point where he was criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. I'm the authority. I know what is what. What do these other people know? My business is to criticize everyone else. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prescribed amanina amanadena. One should be humble. Shrinadapi shunichena turorapi sahishnina. Amanina amanadena kirtaniya sadahari. If one wants to engage in anukirtana, constant chanting of the holy name, then one needs to be humble, which means not expecting respect for oneself, but giving respect to all others. And especially one should respect the devotees of the Lord. In the Nectar of Instruction, Srila Rupa Goswami mentions that for a person on whose tongue the holy name of Krishna is present, we should give respect. We should give respect. Even if his behavior is not very good and we want to keep a distance from him, we should respect him from that distance. And those who are initiated and following the process of devotional service seriously, to them we should offer our respectful obeisances. And Shushushaya Vigana Bhattu, what is that? Shushushaya Vigana Vigana Vigyam Bhajanam Isham Nindadi Shunya Hridam Ipsitam Sangalabdhya. And those whose hearts are completely pure, who are expert Bhajana Vigyam, expert in devotional service, to them we should hear. We should give submissive hearing and engage in service. And what is their characteristic? Nindadi shunya hridam ipsita. Hridam. Nindadi shunya hridam. Their hearts are free from this propensity, from all material contaminations, beginning with this propensity to criticize others. Nindadi shunya hridam. So Srila Rupa Goswami advises that even the neophyte devotee we should respect. And what to speak of the advanced devotee. Even to offend a neophyte devotee will get us in trouble with the Supreme Lord. And what to speak of offending an advanced devotee, one who's dedicated his whole life to the service of Krishna. If one offends such a devotee, one is on the path of ruining his spiritual life. He may not perceive it at first because it's insidious, it's corrosive. But gradually his devotional service will dry up. It will become like the waning moon of devotional service. Smaller, 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 until it goes. We should be very careful. Neither individually nor corporately should we offend a pure devotee of the Lord. Even if we find some misbehavior in the person of a devotee, we still have to consider him saintly. Even great misbehavior, api chet sudaracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadhureva samantabhya. Even if someone greatly misbehaves, if he's seriously dedicated to the service of Krishna, one must consider him a sadhu. Samyak vibhasita, he said. Because his determination is right. One should be very careful about sadhu ninda and nine other offenses to adequately discuss these other nine offenses will not be possible in the remaining time today. But there are nine more, and they should all be avoided. This is anukirtanam. Not simply chanting this way, that way, but to chant by following the instructions and following in the footsteps of the great authorities. Then kirtaniya siddhahari, then we can constantly chant the holy name of Krishna and relish the name of Krishna, the service of Krishna, the form of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna. Everything will be manifest for the devotee who seriously follows the process. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Do we have a second microphone, by the way? No, okay, we just speak loud. If a devotee has taste for service, how can he badly misbehave? If a devotee has a taste for service, how can he badly misbehave? By Maya's tricks. Mama Maya Dhiratya, Maya's very powerful. And even the devotee who's on the stage of bhava can be tricked by Maya. Maharaj Bharat was so advanced in devotional service, he had such a taste, uttama shloka lalasa. He was so fond of Krishna, he had such attraction to Krishna, that he gave up his dharasutan, he gave up his wife, he gave up his children, he gave up his kingdom. Malavat, like stool, you know, flushed his wife, children, and the kingdom, and went to the forest for devotional service to Krishna. And then got captivated by a poor little deer who'd lost its mommy and had no one to take care of it. And he became distracted by the deer. and developed love of deer. So how is it possible? Yeah, because Maya is so strong. So his devotional service wasn't lost. He got to continue in the next life, and finally he attained perfection. But see how tricky Maya is. Even for Maharaj Bharat. Apart from that, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that generally our material life and spiritual life go in parallel. So I'm performing my material activities in such a way that they're congenial to devotional service. But sometimes our material conditioned life crosses the path of devotional service. So where it is at cross purposes. And then one may be tricked. He used to smoke and someone offers him a cigarette. He used to drink and someone offers him a beer. Or in some circumstance, he's compromised. Still, we have to consider him saintly. When Brahmananda Prabhu was the president, first president of 26 Second Avenue, Prabhupada said, even if you see Brahmananda walking down the street smoking a cigarette, still you have to consider him saintly. He wasn't doing it, but Prabhupada, as an example. And sometimes because of our conditioned life, we're not, as they say, translators, out of the woods yet. It means we haven't crossed beyond all obstacles yet. So until we've reached perfection, until we're actually free from all material conditioning, Maya may take a jab and someone may do something which is sudaracharo, very much against proper behavior. But if his determination is to serve Krishna, still he has to be considered a son. You have to be very, very loud. We have to consider some apichet sudaracharo. We have to consider someone saintly if?
Even if they greatly misbehave for a person.
Even if there's a great misbehavior.
What about those who actually harm?
Those who actually harm?
Abuse sexually some of the children.
Those who abuse children or even. And there are examples in commentaries of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and so on that are equally strong. You know, even if he does the most abominable things, still he has to be considered a sadhu. Now we don't say, oh, well, he's a sadhu, so let him, you know, bugger the children. That's fine. You know, sadhu's privilege. But we can't consider him an ordinary person. Still, he has to be considered sadhu.
So why the ostracism? Why is that we don't let them associate with other sadhus?
Why don't we let them associate with other sadhus? That's, of course, a practical matter. There are some kinds of devotees we wouldn't let them associate with, those with whom they might victimize. That we have to be very careful. Because the victims are also sadhus. And those who are in responsible positions should not be responsible for offenses to sadhus. But those sadhus also should be protected. That's there. That's also there. But still, someone's determination is to serve Krishna. He's not an ordinary person. He has to be considered not like the materialist. Yes, Kavi Chandra Maharaj.
Yeah, regarding offenses, can you say something about inattentive chanting?
Can I say something about inattentive chanting? Yeah, I do it a lot. Excuse me? The effects of inattentive chanting are that we develop more inattentive chanting. Or, from another point of view, even inattentive chanting will help us. Not that I chant inattentively and then therefore I'm going to stop chanting. But it won't have the same effectiveness as concentrated chanting. Inattention to the holy name means inattention to Krishna. Krishna is personally coming in the form of his holy name, and we're checking our Facebook page. One should be very serious about avoiding inattention. Shanai, shanai, what is that? Uparamed. What is that in the Bhagavad Gita in the 6th chapter? Shanai, shanai, nischalati, mana chanchalam astiram, tatastato niyamyaitad atmanyeva vashamnaye. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, wherever the mind goes, he's describing the yoga system. Wherever the mind goes while one's practicing yoga, because of the mind's restless, fickle, unsteady nature, from wherever it's gone, one should bring it back. Atmanyeva vishamni, under self-control or under the control of Krishna. One should place the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Savai mana Krishna padaravindiya. So this is the practice. We know that the mind is going to wander. We know what kind of mind we have. So that kind of mind should be controlled. And this is the controlling method to fix the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. So one should try to arrange things in such a way that one can chant with attention, one can chant with concentration. And one should practice, yes. Not that there are some kinds of meditation where they recommend, let your mind wander wherever it goes. That's not our method. Our method is to stop the mind from wandering by bringing it again and again to the lotus feet of Krishna. Otherwise, one becomes distracted. One becomes, in every department, inattentive chanting will mean inattentive service, inattentive spotty remembering, spotty hearing, spotting everything. Spotty, everything. Means irregular. Sometimes serving Krishna, sometimes serving my senses. But with concentration. They take that light, what is it? Laser. You know, a laser beam is light focused, as far as I understand. Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj could straighten me out about these things, but as far as I understand, it's the frequency is focused in a certain way. Or when you take a magnifying glass, if you focus the beams of the sun can start a fire. The same sunlight, when diffused, just gives some light, gives some warmth. But if you focus the beam, you can create a fire. So, those who want to be fired up in devotional service, this is the method to chant with concentration. Yes? Having the mood of humility and tolerance. Can Gaya elaborate on that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu elaborates that humble like the grass, Trinadapi, actually it means more than the grass. The grass, everybody walks on it. And the grass never says, hey, who do you think you are? Walking on me. Don't you know who I am? Grass has rights too, you know. That's all right, you walk on me. The grass never protests. It's so tolerant. And Sarorapi Sahishnuna, the tree, is tolerant. The grass is humble, everyone can walk on the grass, and the tree is tolerant. People take its fruit, people take its flowers, people take its leaves, people take its bark. Lovers carve their initials on it. And again, the tree never protests. The tree never says, I'm not going to give shade to you after what you did to me. Intolerant.
Mm-hmm. How about in the sense when you were saying that sometimes we may be asked to do services that we don't...
Sometimes what?
When we're asked to do services that seem that will bring us power, such as giving class, doing the accounts or something like that, how would you explain that?
I'm sorry, you're fading. You have to be really loud.
Sometimes.
Ah, there we go. That's what we needed.
You mentioned earlier that sometimes you may have to do services that would include being given, giving class, and so on. And so on. We may refuse to do this.
We may.
Refuse to do this.
Yes.
We may say, oh, how can I do this? You know, I'm such and such person, I'm so on, and so on. So how can you explain by doing this, this is done out of humility?
It practically explains itself. If I'm such a person that this is below my dignity, that's below my dignity, then that's my position. I have this position. But humble. If it's for Krishna's service, then let me do it. One time, Srila Prabhupada was sitting with some disciples, and some person asked, what is the position of a disciple? And Prabhupada motioned to some disciple, you answer. The devotee said, servant, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, menial servant. Menial means, you know, any negligible service he'll do. And Prabhupada was going around to the paper dealers. What kind of business is that for a sannyasi to be engaged in commercial affairs? Prabhupada was going up to the tea patrons. Please take a little paper. That means taking the position of a beggar. If you're a philanthropist, everyone will say, oh, he's so great, he gave $50,000 to the Red Cross, he gave this to the community, he gave that. And a beggar, who gives him respect? So the devotee takes up the position of a beggar. Please take this book and give some little donation. Takes the position of a beggar. So he's the most exalted person. He's begging people, please, please, please. Just chant Hare Krishna, just take a book, just do some little service. Oh, Krishna becomes very appreciative. Yes.
Thank you.
A few days ago, I spoke with a devotee. He was complaining that the devotee, when they preach, that they're so very proud, like our religion is the best.
We're proud of Krishna.
Okay. But they come over like fanatic. So they have an impression.
But call it what you want. Fanatic. You know, Thomas Alva Edison was a fanatic. He had this idea. Make a light bulb, make a light bulb, make a light bulb. He tried this, it didn't work. He tried that, it didn't work. He tried 100 more things, it didn't work. Finally he found something that worked. But then he became a genius. Till then he was a fanatic. So let them call me a sect, let me call them, whatever you call me, that's fine. So we belong to the sect of people who are distributing this knowledge. So it's a very interesting sect. You should also join this sect.
So Prabhupada was always teaching to us to be like a gentleman or lady while preaching.
Yes. We're very, we should be like a gentleman or lady while preaching. Yes. We don't swear at people. We're requesting, please take this book, please take this book. Any gentleman, if someone's running off the roof of his house, what gentleman will say, well, that's the way things go. Even a gentleman will say, hey, what are you doing? He's a gentleman. It's not that he's stopped being a gentleman, but he sees there's some emergency. This man has to be stopped. Now, we should practice how to speak in such a way that people will appreciate, people will feel that, yes, this is such a nice person. Even though I didn't take his book, he was so nice to me, or I took his book, and he was just because he was so nice to me. So as far as possible, we should cultivate that art. How everyone will appreciate such nice people. But not that the way we become appreciated as nice is that we don't do anything. Or we do only what the materialists approve of. That's nice at the expense of our capital, of our purpose. And that's useless. Wanted to say something, Dr. McKinney? Is that hand is just there? Okay. This is Germany. And in Germany, when a train arrives at 10 o'clock, it arrives at exactly 10 o'clock. And when we stop at 8:45, we stop at exactly 8:45. So we will stop. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.